Welcome to the Mental Spa, where you can bathe in warm, natural, mineral-rich filth as Emma and Dave retox your mind. There, you're feeling better already.
Welcome to the Mental Spa. Thanks for listening. This is the podcast that is the audio equivalent to a seaweed body wrap for the mind.
Or a jacuzzi.
It's an oasis of calm.
A place where you can relax, unwind.
Retoxify.
That's not a word, Emma.
It is now.
Think of this podcast as a mental form of colonic irrigation performed by someone with rather chilly hands.
I'm Emma Clark.
And I'm Dave Witts.
Mental Spa News.
So first of all, should we tell the listeners about our news roundup?
Let's do it.
And tell them what we've been doing this week. What have you been doing, Dave?
I moved in with the wife. not wife,
you loved
girlfriend.
Up.
She says
you wanted to clarify that, didn't you?
Yeah, just
do I detect commitment phobia? You've quantified your relationship to you've let the listeners know your marital status, David.
Yes, I'm single.
Does that mean you're available? What are you doing to this woman you've just moved in with?
I'm using her to pay half the bills. That's what we all do, Clark. Soon the love goes.
Should I tell you what I've been doing?
Do it.
Well, for part of this week, and I you know, do stress that it's not been all week, because that would be just weird, but I have played the part of a talking carpet.
Excellent.
In a commercial, not obviously not for, you know, my own personal
real life
reasons. No, that'd be stupid. Hello, I'm Susan the Shagpile. No, it was for a commercial, which was bizarre, because it started off, it was great, right? It was a concept ad. It was client-written. And it was my opposite number in this, right, was a pair of curtains. And it started off with me saying, you look great. And then the curtain said, hey, so do you. You look fantastic. Then the male voiceover kicked in and said, isn't it great how carpets and curtains complement each other? Which was...
Was there no opening to say, pull yourself together?
Oh, there should have been. But for me, you see, that was a creative high point.
Yes, and since then?
Since then. It's plummeted.
Yeah.
It's plummeted. I'm actually... My job today, right, little insight into the world of me, I'm recording numbers for an overseas client, a mobile phone provider, and I've got to count from 1 to 1,000.
Wow.
That's been partly this morning's job. So far, I'm up to number 300.
I spoke to you earlier today, and I thought you were joking.
No, hell no.
I thought you were just stressed.
No.
So you thought, instead of counting 1 to 10, we'll go 1 to 1,000.
Oh, no. No, I'm doing it for this French guy. But I love my foreign clients. I did a fantastic on-hold script, very poorly translated. And this isn't accurately translated for fear of causing humiliation to the client, who obviously should remain anonymous in the interest of good taste and legal reasons. But I was asked to say things like... this client was in Scandinavia, so I'll attempt a Scandinavian accent to recreate it for you. You know, give it a bit of a backdrop. Just picture fjords, pines. Here we go. We want you to hold on. We love our customers very much and want them to believe us every time. I don't know who in Scandinavia actually talks like this, but anyway, you get the gist. We do our products with much excellence and have been doing it with all our family for 27 years. We are value, which I loved. I love that line. And then instead of saying, please hold, they said, don't stop waiting. We will make your call with us occur when we can make it so. And then there was this great line they said at the payoff. It was, why not try our wood?
Did you not at any point think, I'll help them out a little bit with this?
Well, you see, yeah, I always make this point, always say this to overseas clients, please, wherever possible, I will endeavour to give you an alternative in actual English. But sometimes it's so hard to know what they mean. And also, you know, I feel I need to kind of embrace the creativity of some of these clients, because I love it. I love it. So I've made it clear to this particular client that rather than me guess, I'll just read it as they've asked. And because we have various issues where they don't believe that what I've provided them is actually English. But the other part of my week is that I am feeling a bit rejected because my stalker appears to have gone part-time.
Really?
I seem to have bored my stalker.
I thought we stayed in touch quite a lot. What, you bored him to within an inch of his life?
I think I have. He's come to something when your stalker's just crippled with disinterest. So I'm feeling a bit wounded, to be honest.
Any particular reason you think that he's abandoned you?
I think he's realised my true self, David.
Really?
Yeah,
What's that?
He's a bit, you know, tedious. I like garden centres. You know, I'm that kind of girl. I think he's kind of realised that I'm not a glamorous media figure.
So how much...
I think I've tarnished, actually, in his mind.
What was the most contact you had with your stalker?
I mean... I can't describe it for legal reasons. No.
The Mental Spa Manifesto, where Emma and Dave become fantasy despots. Comes quite naturally to them, which is worrying.
This is the part of the podcast where we talk about our manifesto. What we'd change about the world if we were in charge. So, David, what would you change about the world?
This week, it's kids on horses. Right, this...
What have they done to you?
It really annoys me. You're driving on the road, you know, that you pay for.
Do you have roads in Yorkshire?
Yes, cobbled roads. The cobbled roads in Yorkshire.
Roads made of bread.
Yeah, so, yeah, first of all, there's all the fields in Yorkshire. Why ride on a road, firstly? Can you see the attraction? First of all, you've got to pay for a load of horseshoes.
Yeah.
You know, because you wear them out, don't you?
You do.
And then there's the danger of actually getting run over or damaging someone's car and killing your horse.
Oh, why children on horse in particular? What have you got against the kids, Dave?
Because they think they know what they're doing.
They think they know it all.
They think they know it all at five. You know, you'll be driving behind a kid and they'll usher you forward. You're like, no, I won't bloody go when you say it. I'll bloody go when I'm ready, you little cheeky bastard. Yeah, so why do they ride side by side and not single file? So they can have a good natter about what they watched on telly last night. Oh!
What do you plan to do about it?
Absolutely nothing. Just moan.
Also, you know, crucially, if it is a manifesto, have you managed to convince any other people, me and the listener, really, if they agree with you, if you convinced? Frankly, Dave, I'm not convinced.
Well, I'm quite happy for them to ride on the road if they do a proficiency test and pay
high visibility
road
clothing.
Yeah, and road
pooper
tax.
Scooper.
Os tax, yeah. An Os pooper scooper. Anyway.
My thing, right, that I'd like to change about the world if I was in charge. I've had my garden redone. I've mentioned my garden already, haven't I?
I
love gardening. I love it. It's very peaceful, kind of meditative activity. And part of my garden features decorative gravel, right? Now, I thought, lovely on the plan. The designer brought around some samples. Love the colour. Fantastic. What I didn't realise, right, was that all the neighbourhood cats would think it was a litter tray. Stinks of cat's piss.
Oh, cat's piss. Not...
Yeah. Oh, well.
Ones and twos.
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Yes. It's not great. So, please, don't buy decorative gravel that could be misconstrued by a cat as a litter tray. It's an overrated gardening solution.
Have you gone to any lengths to discourage the cats?
Well, you see, I've got cats myself. I have three cats.
That doesn't really help, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's doomed. You know, I mean, there are various things that you can do to dissuade animals from coming on your garden, but they're not nice. They're not, you know, not evil, frankly. Bad karmic retribution. So I think I'm just going to have to replace it with different heavier gauge gravel, right? The number of conversations I've had about gravel in the past couple of weeks, you would not believe. I know a lot about gravel now. I can impress you. Or we choose a different surface.
Like so glass. That's
what I'd change, yeah.
Broken bottles. That'll teach him.
The Confessional, where Emma and Dave confess their weekly wrongdoings in a vain attempt to earn karmic brownie points. Yeah, right. What's the bloody point?
This is the part of the show where we get to open our souls, really. It is a mental spa. It is a retox for the... Retox is, you know...
It's not a word.
It's not a word. I like the fact that we've created it.
Yeah.
It's a kind of way to absolve yourself of
good
these,
word.
These...
I do like your words.
Thank you very much. of the things that might haunt you. So just get rid of them. Just get rid of them. Get rid of them. Let them flow away. So first of all, I can be sometimes a bit of a procrastinator with chores. So I thought that we could talk about what's in your...
Procrastinator's Corner.
The thing that you always put off... The chore that you don't do, the email you don't reply to, the thing that you've always meant to do by the end of the week that you don't. So what is it, Dave, that you've been putting off?
What I've been putting off this week is the shower filter. Since I moved in with a girl, I didn't realise how much hair they've got.
Is she a Sasquatch?
No, I won't go as far as to say she's a Sasquatch. She's not that tall. But yeah, the shower filter, there's hair everywhere. Girls have lots of hair. I don't know where it comes from. It's amazing. I vacked the bathroom yesterday and it's got a tile floor. It's like vacking a carpet. So we've got the shower filter and at the moment... Because
oh,
when I have
I'm picturing it.
Yeah,
ew.
I have a shower.
I'm there. I'm with you. It's stringy kind of shower.
After 5 minutes, I'm in a bath. You know, I'm in a bath of cold water. So yeah. I took it out and it's on the side and it's been on the side for a week and I'm hoping she gets the message... Eventually, that it's her bloody hair.
Feeling your pain.
So you're,
but you've got to face this sooner or later, though, haven't you?
I do, really.
This is the thing, isn't it, when you start living with somebody, that you get these issues and it all becomes kind of like the protocol of how you live together and who's responsible for what.
Exactly.
And it's amazing how these responsibilities just kind of fall by default and no discussion.
Yep.
And I think you need to deal with it, Dave.
I will. I'll tell you how I get on next
week. Before
it has
a corrosive effect on your relationship.
And the shower. Imagine. What's your procrastination?
Mine, it's poor. It's poor form, this. I have been sad. I feel guilty, actually, for even saying this. I have been putting off returning the call of an old school friend who I really like. I like her. I love her. Lots of shared memories, shared history. She knew my family, the whole thing. Really lovely girl. But I haven't phoned her back. And the reason is because... Oh, do you know, I nearly said I couldn't be bothered. Not awful. Awful. No, the reason is because by the end of the day, once I've finished all my work and I've sorted the kids out and I've done my various chores, it's then, and eaten, washed up, you know, and dealt with our shower filter. That's another story. But by the time I've done that, it's knocking on and it's a bit late to phone her.
This is all part of the Facebook thing, this, isn't it, really?
Do you know it is?
You realise how much, or how little you care about people you used to know. When they get in touch with you, oh, it's great to hear from you. End of message. That's it. You've done. And they're always there. But, you know, they're in arm's reach. If you wanted to meet them, you could, but you just can't be bothered.
This is it. We're victims of the Facebook society, aren't we?
So when are you going to do it? Are you going to do it? Can we set a date?
I think this is it. This is what we need to do with Procrastinator's Corner, right? We need to set deadlines, right? And I promise, you know, I'm actually holding my hand up like a brownie now. I promise that I will ring my old school friend by Friday tea time. What do you think?
I think it's acceptable, considering we've got a few days left.
Thank you very much.
You will let us know how you get on, will you?
I will.
Yeah,
I will.
Do.
I will. Tell you on Facebook.
The Prick of Conscience. Ever felt a compelling need to confess something dodgy you've done? No, me neither. But Emma and Dave do.
Dave, what's your prick of conscience?
Well, every week I have a prick of conscience. I'm just going to stay anonymous right now because obviously...
Your name's Dave, Dave. Everybody knows your name's Dave. What do you mean? Have you put a bag on your head?
Every week when I'm on my way to work, I avoid the ticket man on the train.
David, so you're a criminal.
So, yeah, exactly. So when the ticket man gets off the train, I get in the opposite end. So he never gets to me because it's so busy in the morning. And then I get to the station...
David, you have a criminal strategy.
I know, I'm a genius. Right, so when I get there and I pretend I'm from somewhere that I'm actually not from.
Where?
I'm not telling
you. Where do you pretend you're from?
Somewhere closer on line. What,
Devon?
Yeah, yes. No, closer, you clown. Yeah, so then it costs me half the price. And then on the way home, I tell you, my life's an adventure. Every night, I have to avoid the ticket man on the way back because if I pass the place I don't live at and I've got a ticket from the place I don't live at to get to the place that I live, then I'm in trouble and I'll get a fine. So he's brilliant. The amount of time I spend in toilets is ridiculous.
Is he the same guy on the train?
No, it's different every day, which is a bonus. I never get a seat anyway, so I feel if I pay half the price, that's fair enough. Anyway, now...
My prick of conscience, right, this week, this is bad, this. Again, you know, I actually do feel that I'm confessing something. I'm a Catholic, christened, baptised Catholic, not practising, hasten to add, but I do feel like I'm in the confessional, I really do. I'm feeling better for it, I'm unburdening myself. I admit, I stole my daughter's aero bubbles this week in an act of pure greed. Didn't end there, no. When she asked me where they were, I said, this awful, clenching my buttocks in embarrassment. I said, no, love, you've eaten them already.
Are you kidding?
I lied.
You're doing an Audrey.
I lied.
Who was he?
Doing an Audrey?
Yeah, do you remember? What was that guy in Coronation Street that was trying to kill Audrey and make her think she was going batty? You did that to your child.
I know. I felt ashamed as soon as I said it, but then I couldn't backtrack. No. I bought her some more. The lie was out of my mouth before I'd thought. And I'm not an habitual liar. I'm really not. It's not part of my makeup. And as soon as I thought, oh no, I shouldn't really, really... That was a bad thing
to say.
But
did they taste good, though?
They were beautiful.
Did you have them with a cup of tea?
Yes, I did.
Oh, excellent. It's worth it, though, isn't it? Unforgivable, Clark.
Yeah, bad mother, bad mother. Dimmer of the week! My secret star of the week, really, is a kebab shop owner in Istanbul who's been criticised by human rights activists for forcing his waiters to have Botox injections to stop them sweating. And Mr. Kemal Kok, as he's called, and that is really no joke, said he tried ordering staff to have showers and use deodorant. I wonder how that panned out. Telling people that they stink, basically. But it made no difference to the stench of BO. He said, right, and I quote, "Then I read about Botox. It worked. And now my restaurant is free of stink. Except the delicious fragrance of kebab and onions."
Aww.
Bless him.
At least
Bless
it ended him. On a happy note.
It ended on a big oniony note.
It's a bit extreme, that. Why don't you just get air conditioning or something?
Yeah, not hire sweaty staff.
Yeah.
Open a window, you know what I mean? Really, really break the mould.
Get a through draft. Quote
of the week. This week's quote of the week. I'm a big Banksy fan. For anybody who doesn't know, he's this fantastic street artist. And he also paints as well, but he's quite anarchic. He makes kind of social and political comment through his graffiti and his art, and he's absolutely brilliant. And he said, I love this, he says, "Only when the last tree has been cut down and the last river has dried to a trickle will man finally realise that we cannot eat money, and reciting old proverbs makes you sound like a twat."
That was part of what he said at the end.
Oh,
what a genius.
He sprayed it on the side of I think it's a BT box kind of phone unit thing in London, and it's in his book, which is just brilliant. What's your quote of the week, Dave?
I don't have a quote. That's our quote of the week, is it not? Are we not sharing it? Can we share it?
Let it be ours. Let's have it.
Well,
yeah.
let it be ours.
It be ours. I think we should.
I've got I Like Yours here. On my
is that
bit
what you
of
put
paper.
On the show roundup.
I Like Yours. The Quick Fire Round. Quick Fire Questions.
Okay, ask me.
Right, this is the part of the show where we basically sum up the show in a few questions, really. Okay, so Emma, what was the last text message you received and who was it from?
It was from Rich Sweetman, who is a voiceover who shares my studio, saying, "I'm going to be late. Lol."
Lol. No, I love that.
I have to say, this is a bit of a gag between me and Rich, because we hate lol, because it's just silly, isn't it? People send you these things that clearly aren't funny.
Yeah,
Just wondering how you are, lol. And so why are you laughing out loud?
Yeah, who laughs out loud when they're on their own anyway?
I know, exactly. Exactly. So yeah, it was an ironic lol. What was yours, Dave? What was the last text message you received?
The last text message, I shall read it now, is...
Was it from your woman about the shower filter?
No, I should...
You dirty bastard!
disgusting.
I shall address that eventually. Yeah, it says, "You kinky bugger, what do you mean when you're drunk after footy? Perfect night for you then. Well, seeing as though you did the washing up, you deserve it."
It's like a hair ad.
I'm a lucky boy, aren't I?
You are a very lucky boy.
I don't know what
made you cry this week, Dave?
Did I cry? No. In summary.
That's it then. Is it my turn now?
It's your go. Yeah, you go.
Yes, I cried. I saw a documentary with Jonathan Dimbleby, and there was a part where he was in Chechnya. I think it was Chechnya, in Russia, where a massacre had taken place, where some children were killed, and I was gutted. And I thought his filming of it was very sensitive and lovely. And I was in bits because my heart went out to those parents. And it was dreadful. But what made you laugh this week, Dave? Let's put it on an upbeat note.
What made me laugh this week was we've just moved into this place, obviously, as you know. The wife's called Emma, so we don't get confused.
Not me.
No. We got a mat bought for us by Emma's sister. Mm-hmm. And it says, "Dave and Em's shag pad." And her grandma and granddad came round, and Emma turned over the mat because she was too scared that her grandma would be offended by the shag pad line.
Aww.
I think that's sweet.
And that lovely.
Ever so slightly special as well. Biggest regret of the week?
Biggest regret of the week? Stealing my daughter's aero bubbles.
It's still there.
Yeah,
he's gnawing away at you.
Yeah.
It was pasta meatballs from Tesco.
Just regretted them.
Jesus. You know you get these cold pasta pots?
Mm.
Well, I got one of those and it's got meatballs in, obviously. And I thought, I'll warm it up. It'll taste
They're
better.
The devil's own snack.
Dear God. It was $1.99. I will never
Don't
get
be seduced
that.
By cheap prices, David.
No.
What would Gillian McKeith say?
You pay for what you get for.
Yeah,
you pay for what you get for. You get what you pay for, is what I'm trying to say.
You do. So that was your regret. What was the last lie you told?
The last lie I told?
Well, clearly you lie about your transport arrangements.
Well, yeah, it's just easier. You know, sometimes when you get a conversation going, and it was last night probably, I came in from football and she said, "What's the score? Did you win?" I went, "Yeah, we won." And that was it. I couldn't be bothered to tell her that we'd lost 25-2 because it takes too much explaining. Explaining. So it's just another conversation you don't need to have. So that was my lie, I suppose.
My lie was, again, about the aero bubbles.
Oh, for God's sake,
I know, I can't let it go. Can't let it go. Yeah, because I try not to lie. I try to live truthfully, you know.
Of course you do.
That's me.
You're whiter than white, Clark.
I am. Thanks very much.
It's all right.
What's your resolution for the coming week? What are you planning to do?
This coming week, with the weather turning slightly for the better, I've decided I'm going to run 3 times a week on a morning. Not at any other time of the day, on a morning.
No, I can't do it at any other time of the day.
I quite enjoy doing it on a morning. It's cooler and there's less people about.
I share your resolution.
You share it? Are we going to go for that together?
I do. We're going to go for that together. Yeah,
Three times a week in the mornings.
Yeah, because I'm doing the Race for Life on the 21st of June at Tatton Park. Anybody wants to sponsor me, please contact me.
The Mental Spa. Rubbing you up the wrong way.
That's it for this podcast. Ta, very much for listening.
You can contact the show with praise, criticism or abuse by emailing info@thementalspa.co.uk. What's that address again?
If you're even half interested, go on the interweb type thing on your computer box and look up www.thementalspa.co.uk. I guarantee you will be disappointed.
Thank you, Peter. Right, we're going to leave you now with this episode's most underrated song of yesteryear and a big personal favourite of mine, as many, many of my friends know. Wired for Sound by Cliff Richard.
And if you think Emma's taste sucks, let us know your
suggestions. What are you saying?
I'm not saying anything, Emma. I think Wired for Sound by Cliff Richard is fantastic. That's why he is listed on
the
radio.
It is, thank you. There you go.
It's not my choice. Next week we'll have one of mine, I think.
Get in.
Yeah, go get me with my handbag. Yeah, so if you think you can come up with a better suggestion for any songs from yesteryear, get in touch. Whoa, 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 whoa. Into the cargo, working, I'm cruising.
for sure.
Remember, you lot, you can get in touch with the show by emailing on your computery type device. info@thementalspa.co.uk. Yes, I think it's on the interweb thing.
Switching to overdrive.
The Mental Spa with Emma Clark and Dave Witts. Exfoliate your mind.